form of the serpent Sheshanaga. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and purport 2. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His incarnation as Dhanvantari, relieve me from undesirable eatables and protect me from physical illness. May Lord Rishabhadev, who conquered his inner and outer senses, protect me from the fear produced by the duality of heat and cold. May Yajna protect me from defamation and harm from the populace. And may Lord Balarama as Shesha protect me from envious serpents. Please repeat. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His incarnation as Dhanvantari, relieve me from undesirable eatables and protect me from physical illness. May Lord Rishabhadev, who conquered his inner and outer senses, protect me from fear produced by the duality of heat and cold. May Yajna protect me from defamation and harm from the populace. And Lord Balaram as Sesha, protect me from envious serpents. Purport. To live within this material world, one must face many dangers, as described herein. For example, undesirable food poses a danger to health, and therefore one must give up such food. The Dhanvantari incarnation can protect us in this regard. Since Lord Vishnu is the Supersoul of all living entities, if He likes, He can save us from adibhautika disturbances from other living entities. Lord Balarama is the Shesha incarnation, and therefore He can save us from angry serpents or envious persons who are always ready to attack. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnana Anjana Shilakai Chakshurun Miritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So we continue here with the Narayana Kavacha shield, or the prayer for protection. And this prayer, it's addressing the Lord in different ways to ask protection for different aspects of our life and our bodies. And the first chunk of verses that we have here, including this one, requests protection from the different avatars or forms of the Lord. So, Matsya and Kurma and Vamana and Varaha and Dattatreya and so on, requesting them to protect some aspect of our lives that is somehow connected with their own lila, their own pastimes as incarnations. Then, starting verse 20, things shift a bit and you get a request for protection from different names of the Lord. So it's basically Lord Vishnu or Lord Narayana, Lord Krishna, but he's addressed in different with different names, Govinda and Madhusudana and Madhava and Narayana and like that. And then the third part of the shield, the kavacha, requests protection from the different paraphernalia, the different items associated with the Lord, who are also personalities. So it goes through his conch shell, his disc, his club, the lotus, also Lord Garuda, and requests his protection. And so there's basically these three sort of sections to this kavacha, this shield, asking protection from the Lord's incarnations, from the Lord in different names, and then thirdly, from the things and people associated with the Lord, like his weapons and his close associates. So, Prabhupada here is starting the purport with a wonderful line. He says, to live within this material world, one must face many dangers as described herein. And we understand from Bhagavad Gita that fear of danger is one of the defining characteristics of our existence in this world. It's basically what makes the material world what it is this element of fear. And so we see that we do so much in our lives for the avoidance of fear. Right? If you study the number of different kinds of insurance policies that are available in this world, then it gives us an idea of the multiple kinds of fear that are also present, that they're meant to counteract, right? Whether it be health insurance or life insurance or car insurance or house insurance, fire insurance, flood insurance. There's pet insurance as well. So many different kinds of insurances against all the different things that could possibly go wrong in this world. I'm staying in a guest room in the Brahmachari Ashram, and there's a nice little bumper sticker on one of the cabinets that says, Hare Krishna Afterlife Insurance. And so there's so many different... I know in India there's one insurance company that had the motto, their tagline at the bottom was, Yoga Kshema Vahamyaham. It was a pretty intelligent insurance company, and they assumed that their customers were also familiar with Bhagavad Gita. But they called themselves Yoga Kshema Vahamyaham. That was the tagline. So I forget the name of the company, but the tagline was, we protect what you have, and we carry what you lack. Which is, you know, Krishna's insurance policy for his devotees. But the thing is that Krishna is in an exceptionally good position to protect us. Right? An insurance company always offers us this guarantee that when you need us, we're there. Right? This is part of the guarantee that any car insurance company will offer us. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can call a phone number. When you need us, we're there. Right? But there is no one in a better position to offer that kind of guarantee than is Krishna. And these prayers in these kavachas are meant to remind us of that fact. We're praying to Dhanvantari for good health. We're praying to Rishabhadev for protection from heat and cold, etc. Of course, Krishna can protect us from everything. But why go to these different avatars? Why go to these different individuals, these forms of the Lord, and ask for protection in specific aspects of our lives and our bodies? Is to remind us that Krishna is present within everything, everywhere and every place. And therefore, if we need help, He's there, right? He's right there. He's not a moment away. He's not a minute away. He's right there. Right? He's in every living entity. He's in every aspect of this creation. Andantarastha paramanuchayantarastham. He's present in every atom. And so all we have to do is remember Him at the right time, remember Him sincerely, and He's right there. There's a beautiful verse that Queen Kunti prays to Krishna. This is the first verse in her prayers, in which she says, Namasye purusham tvadyam. Ishvara prakrite param alaksham sarva bhutanam antar bahiravastitam. The key words she's using in this verse are very nice. She says, Krishna, you're the Lord of this creation. Ishvara prakrite param, beyond this world actually. Antar bahiravastitam, you're present both within and outside of everything. Both within and outside. And actually, we hear these words so often when we read Bhagavad Gita, when we read Bhagavatam, any Shastra. This point is made over and over again, that Krishna is inside everything, and He's also outside everything. We pray every day, several times a day. Ito nrsingha, parato nrsingho. Yato yato yami, tato nrsingha. Bahira nrsingho, hridaye nrsingho. Nrsinghamadim saranam prapadye. Same point being made. Right. That we're looking for protection from Lord Nrsingadev. Where can we find Him? Ito Nrsinga, parato Nrsinga. He's coming from here, He's coming from there. Yato yato yami, tato Nrsinga. Wherever I go, if I go here, I go there. Tato Nrsinga. Bahira Nrsingo, hridaye Nrsingo. He's outside, He's also in my heart. Nisinghamadim saranam prapadya. Therefore, I have no choice but to surrender to Lord Nrsingadev. Right? There's no escape from the Lord. He's here, He's there, He's inside, He's outside at the same time. This point of the Lord being present within every aspect of His creation, and at the same time being present outside of His creation, this is a crucial point, philosophical point, in terms of understanding the fundamental nature of God. In every religion of the world, in every theology of the world, you find the same quandary between the same question arising, the same point being made, that the Lord is inside and He's also outside. In English, we can call it the Lord's immanence and the Lord's transcendence. That the Lord is immanent, He's present within His creation, but He's also transcendent. He's present outside of His creation. In Sanskrit, the words are His solabhya, meaning His easy accessibility, His presence next to us, and His paratva, or His supremacy. Both of these aspects have to be there when we talk about God in relation to this world. He has to be inside and outside at the same time. If you have one or the other, then we run into problems. Then God is not there, or He's not God. It's a problematic situation. Think about this. Imagine this. Right? If Krishna was present only within this creation, He was present in everything inside this creation, right? But not present beyond it in any way, not transcendent to it in any way, what would be the problem in that sort of situation? If He was within, but not outside, not beyond. Anyone? What would be the difficulty there? Yes. He couldn't create. More than that, He couldn't control anything. In other words, He would actually be completely dependent or a product of this material creation. Just like a child within the womb of a mother. The embryo is completely contained by the mother. Completely surrounded. And therefore completely dependent upon the mother as well. A product of her own body. So God present in creation, God present as the creation, as many pantheistic ideas say, is a good idea, but it's insufficient. Because it makes Krishna a product of this world, or at least controlled by it, and therefore subject to all the problems of this world. In other words, when the world is created, then the Lord is created. When the world is destroyed, then Krishna is destroyed. When the world comes in and out, it goes up and down. When there's suffering and misery in this world, then suffering and misery must affect the Lord also. We can't have that. Okay. Now imagine if Krishna was not present within the creation, if He was only outside this universe, completely transcendent. No aspect of Him was present in this world. What would be the problem there? Yes, again. Yeah, it'd be oblivious. It'd be irrelevant, actually, for us, the living entities. There would be no way to access Him or His mercy. If He was utterly transcendent, purely beyond this world, then even if He existed, we would have no way of knowing that or experiencing it. We would have no way of reciprocating with Him. We wouldn't have no way of accessing Him. He would be completely beyond. And so both of these things have to go together. Krishna is present in every atom of this creation, but He's also present outside of everything. And Krishna makes the same point in Bhagavad Gita. He says, everything is coming from Me, I'm within everything. And yet, I'm beyond everything. And this contradiction doesn't make any sense for all of us. If I'm inside this temple room, then it follows pretty clearly that I'm not outside this temple room. If someone were looking for me, right, and they couldn't find me outside, it would be a logical choice to come and look inside. Similarly, if I were not inside, it would be a logical choice for them to look outside. But it's going to be one or the other. I can't be present both here and there at the same time. But the Lord, this is part of His nature. That He's antar bahira vastitam. He's inside, He's within everything, and He's outside everything as well. This is the contradiction that so wonderfully describes the Supreme Lord. And we can have experience of this. It's not just a theoretical idea also. Right? He's present here. in Los Angeles. He's also present in Boise, Idaho. He's also present in Virginia. He's also present in India. He's also present in our living room, perhaps, if we have the Lord as deity, right? Or in the kitchen. He's present in our own hearts. And what's more, not only is the Lord present both inside and outside simultaneously, but He's present inside and outside 100% in every place. So it's not that, okay, He's part here and part there. Because you might think, well, okay, I can give the Lord the fact that He's present both here and there. Right? But it must be 50% inside and 50% outside. And the answer is no. Krishna, wherever He's present 100%. Purnamadaha purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashishyate. Right? We have Krishna here 100% with us. He's all ears. He's listening to everything we have. In fact, He's 100% present for each one of us. So does Krishna have time for me? We can ask this of anyone in our lives. You're such a busy person. Do you have time for me? Maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, could I get your time? This is how we ask people. I'm sorry to disturb you. I know you're very busy. But just give me 10 minutes. I have a question I want to ask. Or someone we expect more time from, we complain. You haven't called me. It's been weeks. What happened? Oh, I'm so busy. But Krishna, He's 100% present for each one of us because He's in our hearts. He's here in the temple, 100%. And how much is left for you and for you is still 100%. He's 100% there. Antar bahir avasitam. Bahir nasingo, hridaye nasingo. He's outside, He's inside. He's here and He's there. Wherever I go, the Lord is there, and He's there 100%. And this is why what makes Krishna such a wonderful person to ask for protection from. Because even we ask for protection from anyone in this world, and there's always a doubt, there's always a question, will they be there or will they not? Will they be available or will they not? Sometimes even you call 911, the police dispatcher takes a long time to pick up or to get someone there, right? Because they have a lot of calls. Maybe it's New Year's Eve and the whole city's going drunk and crazy. Right? But Krishna's there 100%, right? Prahlad Maharaj says, Hiranyakashipu asks Him, where's your God? Who's giving you your power? He says, the same person giving you yours. Where is He? Why can't I see Him? He's everywhere. He's in this pillar? Yes, He's there. And how much of the Lord came out of that pillar? 100%, right? 100% of the Lord was present in that pillar. Bhagavatam says, Satyam vidhatum nijabhritya bhashitam. Just to keep true the word of His own devotee. Yes, He's here in this pillar. The Lord took this form, adbhutam, right? This amazing form never before seen. Just because His devotee said, the Lord is there. Just because His devotee called for protection, Krishna says, yes, I'm there. When Draupadi raises her arms in the assembly house, right, calling the Lord for protection, Krishna's there. It doesn't take Him 5 minutes. It doesn't take Him 10 minutes. As soon as He wants, He's there. Right? Instantly. Antar bahira vastitam. Present inside and outside, here and there. That's the beauty of asking protection from Krishna. Also with Uttara, right? And Maharaj Parikshit. Right. Krishna showed practically how He's inside and outside at the same time. Right. When Arjuna is being attacked by the Brahmasa, he comes to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, Bhaktanam Abhayankara, Tvameko Daihyamananam Apavargosi Sams. Krishna, Krishna, O mighty arm Lord, please protect me. Uttara says practically the same prayer again. She says, when the Brahmasa comes towards her, she says, Krishna, Krishna, Mahayogin, O great mystic. O Krishna, please protect me. The first words that come out of her mouth, The first thing she does is approach Krishna. And in the verse, the first word that comes out of her mouth is Krishna. And the second word that comes out of her mouth is Krishna. Okay? And then Krishna says, don't worry, antar bahiravasitam. I'm inside and outside. And he shows it. He's outside in front of Uttara, giving her assurance, I'll protect you. And at the same time, he's also inside her womb, creating an armor, a shield around Maharaj Parikshit, and protecting him from the Brahmastra. That's why Krishna is the best object of protection, best source of protection, the best insurance policy. He's always there. And this is what a prayer like this, Narayana Kavacha, is meant to help remind us about. That we don't have to look too far. We don't have to, in this creation, whatever area, whatever place we may be, whatever part of our body, whatever aspect of our life we might want protection for, Krishna's there. He will protect us. All we have to do is ask. We have to call to him sincerely and say, please protect me. And Krishna will respond, no doubt. He'll be there. So I'll pause here and see if there are any questions or comments that anyone has. Yes.
To be protected from. So in these energies that we're asking to be protected from, if Krishna is there 100%, then Krishna is also these energies that we are being asked to be protected from. So we understand that there's karma, and this transformation of this energy calling to Krishna transforms this. But why are these energies there? I mean, in the ultimate sense.
Why are these energies there? You mean the Lord's external energy?
That are the negative energies, these energies that we're asking to be protected from.
Yeah, the dangers that are present in this material world are actually the creation of our own misconceptions, right? Prahlad Maharaj explains this in the seventh canto. He says, this person is my friend, this person is my enemy, right? Such dangers are the creation of our own conception, our own mind, right? That we categorize some people into friends and enemies, some people into safe and some people into dangerous. So, in other words, us seeing things as negative, seeing things as problematic, this is, we create these problems in this material world, right? We develop our certain conceptions, we create this idea of bhaya or fear, right? Because we're living in this world of duality. Right? We're seeing something, oh, this is favorable for me, this is not favorable. This person is my friend, this person is my enemy. This is called dvandva moha, right? The illusion of duality, heat and cold. Right? Just like this verse is asking Rishabhadev for protection from heat and cold. Why? Because he himself was someone who was advandva. He was beyond the problems of heat and cold. Right? For him, it was not a problem. Heat and cold were not negative energies because he had transcended this idea of duality. So the problem is, yes, the ultimate problem is that we have, out of our own misuse of our free will, we've trapped ourselves in a world of duality, and therefore we're faced with all some things that are so-called positive energies and some things that are so-called negative energies. Right? And so therefore those energies are all there, and then we can ask the Lord for protection from them. But the idea is that once we see Krishna in all of these things, the good and the bad, the positive and the negative, we'll realize that Krishna is there everywhere. So what is there that is negative in this world? Right? What is there that is positive? Prahlad Maharaj happily takes the poisoned food and swallows it. For him, it's prasad. Right? He's offered it to the Lord. There's no problem there. Right? So the positive and the negative is a product of duality. Of course, even the pure devotee can ask for protection, physical protection from the Lord. Just like we see the residents of Vrindavan coming to Krishna when Indra is causing torrential downpour and saying, please seek refuge. Right? And that is an aspect of surrender, this conviction, rakshishyati iti vishvasa, that Krishna will protect me. And Krishna enjoys doing that kind of leela. The devotees enjoy that kind of leela because it encourages them to come close to the Lord. To request their protection. Yes.
Every minute, But sometimes we see that he takes time to respond to our prayers.
Yes.
And also, what are the qualifications of the devotee so that, you know, that we become qualified, that Krishna protects us, like, every second, whatever we ask for it.
Yes. Yes, there's no doubt. Sometimes Krishna takes a little bit of time, you know. I always used to wonder, you know, is, okay, Prahlad Maharaj, he's pushed off of the cliff by the associates of Hiranyakashipu. Right? And Krishna catches him. He protects him, right? He's there at the bottom waiting to catch him. But why at the bottom? Right? Why not in the middle? Or why not at the top? Or why have him even pushed off the cliff? Right? Why not just, you know, chop down the people who are pushing him? And allow him to stay seated where he is on the top of the mountain. Mm-hmm. Krishna, we find often, Draupadi, right? Krishna comes, but at the last minute, right? When it's almost everything is lost, he could have decimated that assembly hall right from the start. He knew what was going to happen, or at least when it started to happen, he could have said, okay, this is not finished. It's because that journey down, right, the mountain, as we're pushed off, that journey down is exactly the faith-building experience. Right? As we're going down that mountain, we're thinking, Krishna will protect me. Please, Krishna, please protect me. Protect me. Please protect me. And then we're looking down and we're going, oh my God, the ground's getting closer. Oh my God. Krishna, will you protect me? Where are you? Are you here really? Maybe Krishna doesn't exist. Oh my God, maybe Krishna's not there. He won't do it this time. Maybe he's busy. And we forget him and we doubt him and we question him. Right? And then Krishna comes and he protects us and he saves us. And then we think, why did I ever doubt you, Krishna? Right? You were always there, right? But I doubted you. Why didn't I have the faith? Right? And next time we're pushed out, we do this same process with a little more confidence. Right? This time it's not so... So it's a faith-building experience. This is why Krishna sometimes, he takes his own sweet time. He'll come always. He's there. Right? That's what we have to feel reassured by, that Krishna's there. Right? He's heard me. He's listening to my prayers. He's watching me. Now, the fact that he's not responding just this minute, he has a reason for it. I'm sure, and I have to accept that reason and wait. But it'll happen. Right? It'll happen. Krishna's building that faith. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you very much, Radha Karaman Prabhu, for a wonderful class. At least in the case of Draupadi, Krishna did explain personally why he waited.
Mm.
He explained to her, because she wanted to know, why didn't you come? Like you said, why wait till the last second? So he explained, you were up until that last second, depending on your own strength, trying to hold on.
Yes.
When you finally realized that you didn't have any power and you had to depend on me, that's when she said, hey Govinda, hey Gopal. That's when he came. When she finally gave up that last dependence on our own strength. So that's what we need to do. Get to the point to realize that we're always in danger. We don't have any power to save ourselves at any point. Yeah. Generally, we're depending on our intelligence. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure out how to avoid the trouble or get back at the person that gave me the trouble. But when we give up all of that and just completely surrender and depend on Krishna, then Krishna is there right away.
Yeah, that's a very nice point. You know, when Prabhupada says when we have some difficulty, we can come in front of Sri Sri Gornitai and we can say, sir, I have a problem. Right? Sir, I have a problem. Right? And that's it. And then, what we do is then we proceed to tell Krishna the solution to our problem. Right? Sir, I have a problem and here's what I'd like you to do for me. Right? Number one, number two, number three. And then at that point, as you're saying, Krishna says, okay, well, let's try these solutions first. Why don't you try them? Right? Try these solutions. Let me know how they work. Then one day, we come back, finally, we say, sir, I have a problem, and I don't know the solution. That's all we have to do. We just have to submit our problem. Right? We don't have to propose solutions. We don't even have to beg for a solution. We just have to submit the problem. And this is the point also Arjuna came to, ultimately in Bhagavad Gita. He says, Krishna, I need help. Krishna, I need to do this. And here's what I think the solutions are. And no, it doesn't help. Krishna's still joking with him. Pashaitan Kuruniti. Look at all these Kurus. Isn't it fun? You see all your relatives here? He's joking with him. And finally Arjuna comes to the point. Garpanya dosho bhata swabhava. Prichami tvam dharma samudhacheta. I'm completely confused. I don't have a clue what I'm doing. I don't know what my dharma is. I'm bewildered. Please instruct me. I'm surrendered to you. Bus. Period. Right? And then Krishna says, okay, now I can start instructing you. Right? So we go come to Krishna. We say, sir, I have a problem. Bus. That's it. And then Krishna, he'll definitely help. Right? We wait to see, okay, what is Krishna's solution to my problem? How will he help? Shraddha sabde vishwas kahe sudrid nishchay. This is what Shraddha means, faith means. That if I worship Krishna, if I serve Krishna, sarva karma krita hoy, everything will be taken care of. Everything. That's where we have to get to, eventually. That's where we have to write. So I think we've reached our time limit here. Thank you all very much for your attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.